Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand with Beadle, Hardy, Matt McCarthy today from Gillette Stadium. Thanks again to Devon Godshaw for taking a couple of minutes with us. We might have another player if there's any people still hanging on down there on their way off. Joe Kim, by the way, has a Twitter account on Twitter, at Master Joe Kim. And he's got some videos from a number of years ago helping guys with their football combatives, as he calls them.
Yep.
Football combative training. I'm watching one with Tom Bahali, and it's something.
They're on the beach. It's got a very Rocky III type of feel to it, with Apollo and Rocky doing their sprint work.
Yep.
It blows me away. It blows me away that this guy is that highly regarded. And well, no, the nuances of the position are innumerable, Beadle, apparently.
Yeah.
The handwork. Did you retweet that video?
I just did, yeah.
Okay, you should. Absolutely.
The video's from May of 2021, so okay. It's from over...
Oh, it's relatively
It's over
recent.
A year ago. Let's go back down to the field. What do you say? We've got a guest. It's good. We're good. Go. Jalen Mills from down on the field. Are you there, Jalen?
How you guys doing, man? I'm down here.
Great. Great to hear from you. How's your camp been so far? You've been getting a lot of praise, a lot of people saying you're doing a great job out there.
Yeah. Just coming out here, chasing consistency. That's been a motto. That's been the statement that I've been trying to live by every day, chasing consistency each and every day.
And how is the consistency affected by, you know, just going back and forth between pads, no pads? It seems like maybe you guys have a little more consistency in terms of the coaching where you are. But do you feel like you can get a good gauge on how you're progressing, both you and your unit, you know, with the back and forth nature of a camp?
Yeah, sure. Of course. You know, the good thing about this camp, and I've been a part of a handful now, we've been going back and forth, whether it's 7-on-7, one day the offense is winning, and then the next day the defense is winning, whether it's team, we're winning, then the next day they're winning. It keeps the competition level high. It keeps all the players on edge and trying to come out here and play their best, and also the coaches as well.
How do you feel about 7-on-7 at this time of year?
I mean, I love it. Me, 7-on-7 and 1-on-1s, that's where I really get to, you know, work my technique, you know, work my angles. Us as a secondary, even including those linebackers and those zone coverages, you know, knowing where guys are going to be. So certain routes you can jump and make a play on. Certain routes you have to play a little bit safer. And, you know, sometimes you got to get an offense thing sometimes.
Versus today, a lot of 11-on-11 from what we could see.
Yes, yeah, yeah. 11-on-11 too. You know, I think that's more for those big guys up front. You know, the Matthew Judons, the Gotchows, you know, those guys like to get after, you know, Trent Brown and them. And, I mean, it's iron sharpen iron out here.
Was today one of those sort of days where you, you know, adjust some things or review some things? You know, you get to this part of camp and it's not full go all the time. Sometimes it's those things you mentioned, technique, working on some certain scheme stuff. What was today like in that regard?
That exactly. Bill made an emphasis on that. You know, we had a couple new things going in on defense and offense, and it was more about the technique, more about, you know, fine-tuning those things within the scheme, certain players, you know, in different spots, you know, and slowing it down just a little bit. And tomorrow he said we got to ramp it all the way back up.
What's it been like covering Devontae Parker when you guys have matched up?
A challenge, man. That guy's good. He's coming out here each and every day, competing at a high level. He's making me better. So for sure, it's been really, really fun. I know when he breaks out of that huddle and he comes to my side, you know, at any moment that ball could be coming my way. So he's keeping me on edge for sure.
Is it his speed that catches you off guard?
Nah, not me, because I played him before. But I think just him, you know, being a complete receiver and working each and every day to be that, you know, and coaches demanding that out of him and him demanding that out of himself. And he just has it all right now.
Jalen, how would you assess the performance, your performance and the performance of the secondary? Because a lot of the reports out of camp is that it feels like you guys, that unit in particular, you've had a good start to camp. How would you assess that?
We're out here working, man. We don't get too high on ourselves. We don't get too low on ourselves. Each and every day, after practice, we go into the film room. We make the corrections. You know, if you do make a good play, it's not too many high fives and slaps on the back. It's good job. You did your job, and it's on to the next play.
You do have some new faces, though, in your group, in the safety group, in the secondary. Is there sort of that acclimation, that transition period, whatever you want to call it, with some new guys?
100%. It's always like that, and it's going to be like that, you know, every year in this league. And that's just how it is. You know, it's a prove it to me league, and you got new guys coming in. You got to get acclimated to them. This is a system that's been built for a long, long time. So the verbiage, like I said, the body position, different guys are going to be in. You just have to learn it, and camp is no better place to do it.
Jalen, you know, to go back to last year, not that people are thinking about that right now or you guys are focusing on that, but does it serve up as any motivation that you guys didn't finish the year the way you wanted to last year?
That was last year. You know, we do have high expectations here on this team. You guys know that. It's been like that for years. We know our expectations. We know that wasn't our expectations. And, you know, it's a new year, so we're working towards that.
How? And I know it's just about tomorrow's practice and then the first preseason game, mm-hmm. but just between us, do you – how far –
Nobody else.
No one else. How far do you allow yourself to kind of, like, look ahead and think about who you might be matched up against or seen across the line, say – weeks into the season, do you think about it at all right now?
I don't. I know the teams that we have. I know the explosive playmakers that the other teams do have, but right now, man, honestly, it's all about getting better versus these guys we got going on right now. Sure. Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, Kobe Myers, like you said, Devontae Parker. Those guys are challenging enough right now, and I'm working towards that. You know, to get in mid-season form. But as of right now, it's all about camp for sure.
So it's not Tyreek Hill haunting your dreams for week one yet? You're not there yet?
not there yet. Okay. Not there yet. It's coming, though, but all not right. there yet.
Okay. You mentioned Aguilar. He's had some moments in camp, too. As long as we're, you know, I think there's no better person to assess receivers mm-hmm. than a person like yourself. What do you make of his camp so far?
He had a really, really good day yesterday for sure. And like you said, he's had a great camp. Nelson is a guy who I know is he comes to here, he puts the work in, regardless of, you know, what spot he's been in. He's lined up in a couple different spots throughout this camp, and he's a tough cover, man.
All right. Well, Jalen Mills, we appreciate you stopping by. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jalen Mills with us following practice as this camp has played out. He's proven to be the team's number one corner. That's how he's been treated and lined up within this defense.